Welcome back to Parsha Podcast. Here we got Chamishi and Parsha's Korach. Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe le'mor. Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, "Davi ben Israel, v'kach mitam mate mate leves av me'es kol nesim leves av osam shneim asar matos ish es shmo tichtov al matehu." Speak to the children of Israel, and you should take from each tribe a staff for each house of the father, from all of the princes of the houses of their fathers, 12 staves. For each person should write their name on his staff. Rashi says one staff, even though that they might be two families, like Kahuna and Leviya, still it's only one staff for them. Shem Aaron tichtov al mata Levi ki mata echad l'rosh beis avosam. And the name Aaron shall be written on the staff of Levi, because it's one staff to each house of the fathers. V'nachtam be'ohel mored l'fnei ha'edus asher ivar lechem shama. And you'll leave them in the tent of meeting before the Eidos, before the Luchos, the place where I will meet you there. V'haya ha'ish asher evchar bo matehu yifrach v'asikosi me'alai estlunos b'nei Yisrael asher hem malinim aleichem. And the man that I will choose, his staff will sprout, and I will remove from myself all of the complaints that b'nei Yisrael are complaining against you. Rashi says Vaasichosi means that it should recede. V'yadaber Moshe el b'nei Yisrael v'yidnu elav nesiyehem mate l'nasi echad mate l'nasi echad leves avosam shnei masar matos umata aram besotosam. Moshe spoke to b'nei Yisrael, and all of the nasiim gave their staffs to him. Each nasi gave his staff. One nasi per house of the fathers, 12 staves, and Aaron's staff was amongst the staves. Rashi says it was in the middle of all of the staves, so nobody would say it's because it started growing, because it was on the outside. Vayanach Moshe es hamatos lifnei Hashem bi'ohel moed. And Moshe left the staves before Hashem in the tent of meeting. Vayhi mimachras vayavo Moshe el ohel ha'edis v'hine parach mata Aaron leves Levi. Vayotze perach vayatzat tzitz veigmol shkedim. And it was in the morning, and Moshe went into the tent of meeting, and behold, the staff of Aaron had blossomed for Beis Levi, and he took out the blossoms, and the blossoms budded, and it was already growing almonds. She says that shkedim are reflecting an alacrity, a willingness to make something happen very quickly. Somebody who's a shakdan is somebody who's willing and ready to make it happen very soon. And Rashi says the same way that the almonds blossom very quickly, so too, anyone who starts up with a kahuna is going to reap trouble very shortly also. V'yotzi Moshe es kol hamatos milifnei Hashem el kol b'nei Yisrael v'yiru v'yichu ish mateyum. And Moshe took out the staves from before Hashem to all of the children of Israel, and they saw him, and each man took his own staff.